From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Hamstring. Pulled it right off. So it's going to be that kind of fucking show.
Buddy, huh? I told you, I got three stories here.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Going to be that kind of fucking show. Put the fucking mic back on the stand, Freddie Mercury.
Mama.
Just sucked a dick.
Just bored a man with my show on Thursday nights.
God damn, that's so funny.
I fucking went to adjust my microphone and the whole thing came out of the fucking...
Oh, man.
Maybe we should tighten that a little bit.
You think? By the way, when the fuck did you get so strong?
I'm jerking off. That's my jerk.
Oh, well, use your fucking non-dominant arm.
That's my jerking arm. It's like Lou Ferrigno in this arm. And like Quagmire's arm in this arm. But then I got Lou Ferrigno's arm over here. Fucking Schwarzenegger in the 70s steroid arm. Anyway, welcome back to TGO Radio, everybody. Okay, all right, here we go.
You're all right.
This is going great. Welcome back to TGO Radio on our record-shattering Shadoobie 41st episode of the season.
Wow.
We are into the final stretch. This is the first of our last four recording weeks of the calendar year. In real time, it's September 28th.
Yeah.
Our last episode recording is on the 2nd of December, at which point we'll break into the worst ofs of the year. But our last recording of new content, which is a term I hate, will be on October 19th.
19th?
Yep. That's it. We got three more after this. I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I'm half tempted, like I was thinking the other night we should record a series of video stores and, you know, like the anniversary show. You know, we should just kind of have those done in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave some thought to that.
Yeah.
But And I'm like, man, we can take some time off. We'll be, you know, take some time off.
Take a little time off.
Yeah, yeah.
Holidays are coming.
Well, you know, it's a lot more sturdy now. That's really something.
Amazing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you tighten the thing down, that's really...
Utilize the equipment the way it's supposed to be.
So I know you think, well, you know, 41 episodes is not a lot of... not a lot of episodes. I mean, 52 weeks in a year. Like, what's the big deal? Well, you know, I happened to jot down all of our seasons and how many shows we did per season. And so this is why this is why 41 is a super big deal.
Pretty goddamn significant for this crew.
And, you know, and I'll tell you, we got 45 and 46 in the can. So those are already done.
Yeah.
Okay, the last two episodes, they're both video stores. It's the last two episodes of the year. Season one. 2005,
mm-hmm.
six episodes. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And we took a little, you know,
took a little break,
took a little sabbatical.
Yeah,
right,
a little break.
Season two, mm-hmm. 2008 and 9, 12 episodes.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Season three, 2009, 9 episodes. Okay. Season four, we were really feeling it in 2010. 24 episodes.
Well, we thought we were hot fucking shit, too.
Buddy, when I tell you that that was the year I kind of took it to BitTorrent, and we were downloaded a million times that year. And we celebrated that, Jeff and I did. That, I mean, it's a huge, that's like a large, now it would be large. Back then it was like a super duper thing. Well, we celebrated that by our fifth season by recording 3 episodes. In
giving the people what they want.
2000, yeah, our silence apparently yeah. was in 2011, 15 in 2012. Season 7 was 12 episodes. Season 8, I don't know what was going on in fucking 2014, 32 episodes. We crushed it that year. That was the first year, I think, in the downstairs studio
at Camp David.
It was one of the first
mm-hmm.
with the new equipment anyway.
Yeah, right. That's right.
And then, you know, back to form in season 9, 12 episodes.
So that's when we went pro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then 2016, 10 episodes. Nine episodes for season 10. So, you know, we're reverting back to form. You know, we were so tired.
Squirrely motherfuckers, man.
We were so tired from having recorded 32 episodes. By the way, at this point, we had recorded, 134 episodes between 2005 and 2016. So we're not hurrying for you or anybody else is the main thing.
Pace yourself.
Season 11, 19 episodes. Season 12, 21 episodes. Again, okay.
We're getting back.
Season 13, 17 episodes. Season 14, 17 episodes. And then, boom, season 15, 36 episodes last year.
Yeah.
Season 16, this year we will have 46 total. And six worst ofs. So, 46.
46 live recorded episodes.
Correct.
And then six worst.
Ofs.
You got six worst. And maybe seven.
I've got five completely mapped out and the clips all ready to go. I haven't assembled them yet, but they're ready to go right now. Five. Five and a half of a sixth right now.
God damn.
So if we got to seven and pushed it out one more, I wouldn't feel bad about that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I would like for us to kind of record some. That's the worst of it. Here's this clip and, like, you know, that.
You know what? Yeah, we probably should. That would be.
Because this year, I might do some light-duty promotion of the worst of stuff. Like, set up its own page on the website and, like, have people can click on the clips and listen to them. And, like, this might be the first year I try to do that and see if we get any traction.
Right on. Right on.
That's a tasty fucking beverage. God damn.
Coke's got it going
on,
baby.
I know we keep saying it, but the Coca-Cola people have really got to figure it out.
Yep. We'll put your fucking Coca-Cola logo all over this studio, motherfuckers.
Fuck yeah, we
will. Sponsor us.
Fuck yeah. I'm not proud.
No. Until they say, well, you can't say that. Oh, Pepsi.
No, well, slow down there.
update. Hey, maybe we could get Royal Crown.
Ooh. I have a, I hadn't mentioned this. I'm not trying to, but I have an idea for a Christmas gift for you. That because of our show, we're going to have to do in, you know, mid October, but I think I'm going to go pick it up this week or weekend.
All right.
Yeah.
Damn it. Now I got to get you something.
You don't have to. I got you a box of steaks last year. What'd you get me?
Nothing. Shirt.
A shirt? What shirt?
Fucking behind you that you didn't put on today.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because I got a hoodie on. By the way, I love this shirt. I wish I was thin enough to fucking wear it around, you know?
I think I finally had a fucking come to Jesus meeting Tuesday night with my fucking fatness.
Jeff, and I love you.
I know.
But we have this discussion on the show, me and my gambling, every couple of weeks. You've come to Jesus, and it's this, and,
you know,
and like it's. But
you know how many times I quit smoking and went back to it and finally made a habit of not smoking? Maybe I can finally make a habit of not shoving fucking food into my mouth constantly.
I was disappointed in you when I found out you smoked. I remember being a teenager. I was like, oh, really? That's kind of...
You know, I didn't pick that shit up till I was 19.
Yeah, that's late.
Yeah, well...
For a smoker.
And yeah, the stupid thing was, I was working... In the evening.
Fuck. Now listen.
Fucking piece of shit.
Listen, you saw what happened to me.
I know.
Over here.
Well, I was working at a gas station part-time in the evenings. And everybody I hung out with smoked.
I'll cut it out. What station?
Well, it's not there anymore. It was the Clark there No.
Oh, by what used to be
there? Oh, no, not that far. You know where the Taco Bell is up there. I can't think of that cross street. So anyway, there was an ice cream place there. That was a Clark station on the southeast corner.
Okay.
It was a little tiny, with a little tiny fucking hole in the wall Clark stations.
Oh.
So I was working there, and everybody that I knew smoked. And I was literally, it was a quiet night. It was, you know, half hour from closing. And I'm like, you know what, fuck it. Let me try one of these things. That was it. And then I smoked for 20 years.
No shit. You were in your 30s when you quit?
I was 39.
That's a long... Now.
No. Yeah.
What in relation to the divorce?
So, well, you remember the house?
I do.
Well, I mean, you and I were hanging out then because you come over there and we watched Dexter.
When she was gone, we were hanging out.
Right.
Yeah, once she was gone because she didn't like me, so we didn't hang out then.
But I was when I moved over to the other side of the house, my job was going down the tubes because of the RV market and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, you know, I'm living on the other side of the house, going through this fucking separation and shit, and I started smoking like a fucking fiend. I never was a heavy smoker.
Mm.
Maybe a pack every other day, might go through a pack on the weekends if I'm, you know, partying or something. But I started smoking like a fiend. But what I was also doing to work off the fucking stress was I had a 10-speed, and I was getting on my bike, riding from our place over there over to Notre Dame, riding around a little bit and coming back. And just, I mean, just burning off the fucking stress. And after about 3 weeks of realizing that I was trying to kill myself from smoking, I went to see my doctor because that Chantix stuff had recently come out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to be this guy. I don't want to, you know, smoke like this. And
Chantix works on the brain and on the addictive properties of the brain, and that's how you stop not smoke, right?
Yeah. So I said I'd like a prescription for that. Yeah, sure. Here you go. No problem. Quit smoking. So I came home and I looked it up and it wasn't covered under my insurance. It's going to be $200 a month at the time to keep
Jesus
up.
Jesus Christ! Now it costs you a fucking million.
So I had a pack of cigarettes sitting there, maybe about half a pack, maybe about seven or eight of them in there, I guess, and I took that half of that, you know, what was left, and I smoked those down over the next 2 weeks. So I went from smoking like a chimney to it took me 2 weeks to get rid of 8 cigarettes. And that was it. I'd made my mind up. That was the last pack. This was August, late August.
We were hanging out in June and July that year of 08.
Yeah.
And so we were watching Dexter a lot together.
Yeah, yep. So that was, you know, that was the late summer of 08. Come November or so of 08, I'm at work. I hadn't smoked for a couple months, and I'm standing out by our loading dock talking to one of the warehouse guys, and he's smoking a cigarette. I'm like, you know what? Give me one of those. And I fucking took a puff off of that cigarette, and it was the nastiest thing I'd ever fucking tasted. Right. And I'm like, holy shit, do I have this? And I tried it one more time in December. And I can't remember when exactly. I tried it one more time in December, and I hated it. So I consider January of 2009 my official quit date.
I remember hanging out with you that summer and not ever seeing you smoke, though. We were doing equipment tests.
I'll smoke cigars, but I don't inhale those.
No, you don't inhale a cigar. No. Yeah. No. Well, I was sitting on the, I think the first summer I lived at my current house, I was sitting on the deck one afternoon, and I had a cigar, and my lawn gal would bring me a cigar every now and then. And I was sitting on that, I saw something on Twitter, and I was smoking a cigar, and I laughed, and it fucking got, I threw up. Oh, Jeff.
There are motherfuckers that smoke cigars like that.
No.
I don't know how they do it, man.
I had to throw up and go to bed.
Yeah.
I inhaled it by accident, and I was like, fuck this. Have I ever...
Speaking of inhaling, when you didn't want to. One time when I was...
There's a couple of dates I had where I breathed through my nose that I shouldn't have.
When I was a young teenager, 13, 14 or so, me and dad were out in the garage on a weekend working on shit. And one of my dad's neighbor buddies was over. And he was a truck driver, and he chewed fucking Red Man.
He chewed
Red Man.
Ugh.
And I don't know. You know what? I'm sure they were probably having some beers and shit. And
probably.
They were working on something. And my dad's like, let me get a wad of that. I'd never seen my dad. My dad smoked a pipe. He smoked cigars, but he never smoked cigarettes, never chewed tobacco. And I remember my dad put a wad of that fucking Red Man in his fucking mouth. And he right about the time he did that, somebody made him laugh. Or maybe it was like a few seconds because he had a little of the juice built up. And he laughed and sucked in a wad of that fucking juice. He must have been on his hands and knees in that driveway puking and coughing for half an hour.
Well, if it was half as bad as my cigar thing. I smoked cigars. I mean, I used to go through when I made my least amount of money I ever made, I would still buy decent cigars every now and then. And, I remember I was smoking. What was I smoking? Anyway, I forget what he brought me, but I laughed and went all in. And I fucking puked. I went inside and I went, that's the end of that because I knew it was coming. Immediately knew it was coming. So I went in and just hunkered down and prepared for it. It was gnarly, man.
When I have a cigar, I enjoy it.
Mm.
But I'm good for a while.
We smoked a cigar together at your sister's wedding. You remember that?
Yeah.
Or it was your wedding. I apologize.
Well, no, it was the boys.
No, it was your wedding.
Was it ours?
Because it was at your sister's house.
That's right. We're on
the
garage.
All the men folks stood in the garage and smoked cigars
they
together.
They should.
Updates,
all right. Let's get this back on track.
Updates and corrections time on TGO Radio, everybody.
What did we fuck up now?
I don't do corrections anymore. Well, we got to call the segment some. It's updates and corrections. There are some mistakes we make that I correct while editing.
Yeah.
And the rest of the stuff I just, whatever.
Fuck it.
We're wrong. It's whatever. Unless it's fucking, like if I go, George Bush was the first president or something fucking egregious,
I would like.
Egregious.
Egregious.
Exactly.
Before you get started on updates and corrections, I would just like to remind everybody that Cliff Burton died in a bus crash in Copenhagen, Denmark in the middle of December.
Well, now that one was egregious. We were wrong eight ways.
I'm sorry, it was a space shuttle crash. That's what it was.
Egregious.
The fucking O-ring Express. I know America has been. This is some updates covering our last two episodes, episode 39 and 40. I know America. You don't hear that voice coming out of your
that little. I'm sorry. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure why that happens. To be honest with you, but I did hear that one.
Jeff is a one man band of bodily sounds.
I am.
By the way, I got a message. I got an email from the casino. They're having to go out of business.
Yeah, did you quit going?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well, I went and made up some of your donation last Friday, so.
Did you have fun?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I always do. I mean, we never put in a shift like you do.
But,
I was up big for a little bit. You know, we went there, and, I started playing. Because a lot of times I usually just play the lowest. amount. You know, I'm like, I'm gonna go.
Well, you can hit because I played a game a few weekends ago, 88-cent spins, and won $80. Well, so you can hit a little bit if you're lucky.
I sat down on a couple machines and I started playing a couple higher, and I hit.
Yeah.
And boy, when you hit on those higher bets, you fucking hit.
That's the secret.
I'm like, this is all right. I had, you started with $160.
Okay.
We each did. We split, okay. You know. And I got, and I started with $160. And I think I put 60 in the machine. And I started playing, you know, a couple higher bets.
$1.50 spins or whatever.
Yeah. And I hit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. You know,
what game?
I don't fucking remember. Okay. I knew I should have wrote it down. But I started hitting, and I got that $60 up to 110.
Okay.
I went ahead and cashed it out.
Yeah.
Took that fucking paper and put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
And then I put some more, started playing with cash I had. And you know what? I know that everything I've ever read and says, it doesn't matter if you take your card out, cash out, the machine doesn't change or anything. But boy, did it go dry.
Yeah.
As soon as I, you know, restarted, like I was a different player, the motherfucker changed, God damn it. And so I got up and I went to another machine and I started hitting on that one. Not quite as much. It was the second one I was hitting on mediocre was the fucking Space Cow one.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love that game.
I do too. I do too. And I mean, it raped my ass the last time I played it. Spread my cheeks, cornholed my, it dry socketed my cornhole. Fucking A, man. Did you go play the great big tall guys on the side, or did you get the ones kind of closer to the middle of the?
No, I actually did kind of venture out way into the outskirts. We always come
kind
in.
Of on
we
the left hand side.
We
of the
we
bar.
Always park in the garage, so we enter from there. Yeah. And so I walked all the way over, to the other side and got in that corner and found some. And it was kind of deserted back there. So I'm like, all right.
Kind of out by the Willy Wonka machines and stuff like that.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then I just, for some reason, I'll get frustrated. Like if I'm not hitting and then I start betting stupid.
Yeah. That's
and then getting impatient.
Because
I'm trying to get it to do something.
Yeah.
And I need to learn when to pull my fucking money out of that machine and go somewhere else, even if it's just sliding one machine over.
You have to give yourself a number. So you sit down with $300 bucks and you go, I'm playing this down to 265.
Yeah.
And then when it's 265, you got to get the fuck up.
Yeah,
and
when you're playing them $1.50, $2 bets, it doesn't take long to get to your limit, you know?
And you know what I was doing when I quit playing the cow game? I haven't played it for a while. I was doing $3.75 spins or whatever it was on that, 350 or whatever, because I know that when it hits, it's going to be
It's going to hit. Hot. That cow game, when it hits, it hits.
It hits. Updates and corrections. Now, for the last two episodes, which we recorded both last week, so they kind of... Following last week's show, recorded on Thursday, on Friday, I was able to... secure nudes from the girl I was hoping to buy from. I know America.
Congratulations.
Breathless anticipation.
Yes.
8 pictures and 8 videos this time around. Lots of videos.
What'd you pay?
Jeff, I gave her $100.
Not a bad haul.
I gave her 50. And then she goes, well, you know, I go, hey, listen, if you happen to have anything else, let me know. And she goes, well, I have some more sexual videos. You know, and I'm like, I'm listening. That'll be $50 for you if you do. So I paid her, and she sent them over, and she's deceptively huge tits, this girl. Like, she hides them really well. They're large. Deceptively large. But I know America was...
Yeah, I'm sure everybody can breathe,
breathe
a sigh of relief now.
Telltale's out of school, but... the Virginia Democrat, Susanna Gibson, who was fucking her husband on Chatterbait for
running
for office in Virginia, the Democrat, in a new poll, is down 10 percentage points
among
likely voters in her district, according, who is running, blah, 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 blah. Trails Republican David Owen by 49.5 to 38.9.
Fucking prudes.
Let's see. Owen held a 4% lead before the scandal broke. according to...
Scandalous.
Scandal. I love a good sex scandal, like I told you last week. Hey, you know, so I wonder if the Democrats are going to, you know, pump any more money into this election. No?
I'm not getting it. Yeah, got it. Heard you.
You could really say she's getting creamed in the polls. Well, thank you very much.
Fucking hack. Fucking bona fide certified hack.
You're laughing, so fuck you.
Yeah.
You're just as much of an old hack as I am, so that's fuck true. Off.
Takes one to know one.
You ain't lying about that. Lauren Boebert will not be charged for the theater groping and vaping and et cetera, public indecency. Spokesperson for the Denver District Attorney's Office told Newsweek via email Monday it has no plans to charge her. That's updates and corrections on TGR okay. Radio.
Right the fuck on.
Those stories were 2 weeks ago by the time you hear this episode. All right. Let's go to some news now on TGO Radio.
Everybody. Right on.
Stashy Old Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
I'd love to know why nothing works. I went on a rampage at work yesterday, Wednesday, because nothing fucking works anymore.
Yeah.
And now nothing works fucking here because nothing works anymore. Try to play an audio clip, but it starts. I'm going to have a 3-second lead in for every goddamn audio clip I play of silence, so I'll make sure it starts okay.
In Largo, a memorial now stands at the creek where a neighbor discovered a woman's body in the jaws of a nearly 14-foot alligator on Friday. You can see the flowers and balloons up on 134th Avenue North. The woman was identified this weekend as 41-year-old Sabrina Peckham. Tonight, her
Peckham, I just met her.
Daughter spoke to 10 Tampa Bay's Angelina Salcido and tells her she believes a gator is the sole cause of her mother's death and more needs to be done to protect others around the creek.
There's a fucking picture of this gator, and it's on the side of the road or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's a fucking blood spray that's a fucking 15 feet long or whatever, and 10 feet long. And this guy's standing around.
How is that fucking woman in that alligator's mouth a fucking indictment?
Well, first of all, what are you doing camping out down there, you drug addict idiot?
You want to keep people safe around the swamp? Put up signs that says, stay the fuck away.
Yeah, well, this chick has got it.
Well, Sabrina Peckham's family...
See, that's a pre-taped hit. That's what you need. No 5-second delay. No fucking every newscast ought to have it.
The fact... Well, Sabrina Peckham's family is struggling to process the fact that she's no longer here tonight. Her daughter tells...
You know, are they struggling? Because they let her live on the fucking street.
Struggling.
So are they struggling or what? Well, she was a drug addict and she lived on the street. They were struggling to not house her. I can tell you that much.
They were struggling to show the proper amount of remorse and sadness for the TV cameras.
Longer here tonight. Her daughter tells me she's trying to make sure that this...
Fuck this. The homeless woman was caught... by Pinellas County deputies around 6:30 a.m. on July 14th for trespassing on county wetland, just half mile from where she was found dead, Jeff. Yup. Peckham ignored posted signage warning against unlawful entry.
Yeah.
After pleading no contest to the misdemeanor, she was released by the county on September 8th. It was fined $500, which I'm sure she promptly fucking paid.
With what?
Well.
A fucking blowy?
If they took that gator, skinned it, and made boots out of it and sold them, it'd be the closest they're ever going to get to collect money for this $500. It is not clear where the transient woman went in the 2 weeks before she was discovered dead in the waterway. Apparently the homeless fucking hang out in this waterway.
Sounds like natural selection's doing its job.
Fucking tell me. Tell me how.
Trying to find a problem here.
Tell me how Darwin is not fucking undefeated. Tell me how it's. Yeah. Records show she had a history of run-ins with police.
Dating back to two gators.
Well, the one.
Which just kind of coming from all directions. Goddamn cops are on my fucking back.
Gators.
Gators nipping at my heels. No wonder I'm a drug addict.
Cops, gators, gator cops.
Gator cops.
Now there's a show. This fall on Fox.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This fall on Fox. Boy. Gator cops.
You ever got a hold of one of them homeless ones? They're a little gamey, but, you know, they go down okay.
It's not clear. Let's see. Records show she has a history of run-ins with police and gators and gator police. Peckham also had multiple drug and theft convictions.
Huh.
Huh. Investigators are still trying to determine whether Peckham was killed by the gator. We'll may end the fucking suspense for you. They found pieces of her in his mouth.
I was just collecting her to bring her back to y'all, see if you could put her back together.
Dude.
I don't know how this happened.
Dude, Gator MSNBC is fucking furious.
Oh, I'm sure. There's a lot of different spin on this over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Gator MSNBC.
Gator News.
Gator Max.
Could be a show title. In minute 43. Gator News is reporting this different.
Way different,
I'm
sure.
It's a whole different, yeah.
Yep.
A witness on his way to a job interview was the first to spot.
Wait a minute. That just hit me. What did you say? Anyway. Homeless man on his way to a job interview.
A witness on his way to a job interview.
Oh, a witness.
Yes. Was the first to spot the 13-foot, 8.5-inch. Oh, well, thank you very much. Oh, male alligator. Sorry. Carrying her body and rushed to alert the nearby fire department. What are they going to do? Fucking hose it down?
Hose it down? Like it's a.
Spit it out, like Durant.
Hose it down like it's a black guy in a library in Alabama in 65.
Beautiful. Fucking. God.
That gator's trying to go in the library. Hose it down.
He's trying to check out a copy of To Kill a Mockingbird. Fucking Selma in 63. Anywho. Authorities humanely killed the massive reptile.
Well, of course.
Unlike the homeless woman who was inhumanely killed. It was fucking munched like a buffet. The human buffet was mercilessly munched to death by the gator. She was probably sleeping under the fucking bridge, and old boy fucking rolled up. He was like, oh, this is the biggest dog I've ever seen.
Sleeping one off, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The area there, nearly popular Ridgecrest Park, which includes a 5-acre lake known to house alligators, especially now.
It's fucking Florida. Every lake houses alligators.
Gators routinely wander the neighborhood. Well, hey, how you doing?
Wearing their fucking gator boots and shit.
But the...
Because they're gators.
I got it. She's getting creamed in the polls. That's what I was saying. See, so she's creamed like cum, like a cream pie.
Really?
Yeah, that's what that was that joke.
Oh, I'd love a cream pie right about now.
I could go for a blowjob right now, I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, don't look at me, pal.
I forgot how they taste.
Don't.
I love that. That joke, celebrating its 30th year in the entertainment industry this year.
Muskie, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Dave Muskie was his name.
Dave, what'd you call him? Chuck in a truck?
Chuck in a truck, yeah.
Dave Muskie, Chuck in a truck.
Dave Muskie at your service.
Dave Muskie. Dave Muskie Engineering.
Engineer this load for you. gators routinely wander the neighborhood. Hey, how you doing? But the one killed Friday was one of the biggest some had ever encountered.
Sole cause of her mother's death, and more needs to be done to protect others around the creek.
Yeah.
Well, Sabrina Peckham's family is...
How about not fucking hanging out there? How about we make it so the bums don't hang out there anymore if you want to protect them?
I like how they say, and the gators routinely wander the neighborhood. No, the gators move around to try and find food. They don't really fucking realize that that's your goddamn neighborhood.
Fucking, you ever come out and see half of your dog's leash hanging around? Well, that's what happened. Well, fucking Bill the Gator found some lunch.
And Bill the Gator's looking large.
There's a sale at Penny's. Hat, a brooch, a pterodactyl.
Creek.
Well, Sabrina Peckham's family is struggling to process the fact that she's no longer here tonight.
Could they have dried her out? Could they have sent her to a rehab? I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Wow.
Daughter tells me she's trying to make sure that
haven't seen her for a year. You mean she's no longer here?
Oh, that's a shame. She comes to all the family reunions, though. All the fucking...
One else.
It was ultimately very tragic, the way that she passed.
Well, it was either that or fentanyl, so make up your mind. What was it, druggy buffoon?
More like a rip to pieces than a passing, I would say there, young lady.
She passed.
That's got to be a bad way to wake up, man, like the worst way to wake up. You're sleeping one off under a bridge. Fucking sun's on your dumb, dirty, druggy face. And all of a sudden, your fucking foot is fucking just, yeah.
Go to stand up and you fall over because you got no foot.
It's a fucking... Man, that's got to be a rude... Wah! Ah! 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 You're just fucking screaming out of from a dead sleep, and you're screaming? Ooh, like a Vietnam nightmare, man.
You're just fucking sobers your ass up really quick.
I said to a woman I work with today, I go, every time you tell me a story about your husband, I feel like you're dating Forrest Gump. And then I called her a pillhead buffoon. And we got back to work.
A pillhead buffoon.
I was in rare form today.
Yeah, I was the way that... remote most of the day.
Thursdays get a little raw because I know I gotta. You know,
yeah, you get prepped.
I know I gotta come do this.
Getting warmed up.
Thursdays get a little raw. Yeah, sometimes.
Thursday it works like the warm up show.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Test new material. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The quieter they get, the better I know I'm doing.
One else.
It was ultimately very tragic, the way that she passed. It's not common.
No shit, stupid.
Really?
That's why you don't sleep where the gators are. You know where it's not common? Under a roof.
Four walls and a locked door. Yeah.
And when I say roof, I don't mean a bridge. I mean a dwelling with a roof and doors and windows that open and shut.
Indoor plumbing and heating.
Gator strolls up to that and goes, huh, well, I'm not going to get in there for a snack.
If only I had fucking opposable thumbs and knew where the key was. This would be a cinch. But I don't have that.
I don't have that.
Oh.
Well, better go find
I'm a sad gator.
I better go find a sad go find a stray cat somewhere. Boom, 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 boom.
It's not common.
Unconscionable and unexpected.
I was just praying, like, please don't be hurt.
honey?
Glad no God answered your prayer there, little kid. See how much he likes you. I was praying it wasn't her. Ah, fuck, it's her. Thanks, God.
Yeah, fuck this fat mixed race girl.
Yeah, God really fucking got you up there on the list, doesn't he?
God giving you the business. God gave her the brush.
Gave her the brush. Gave you the old Jesus brush.
I sure did. You got no time for your prayers.
Yeah.
Please don't be hurt.
23-year-old Brianna Doris hoped for the best Friday after hearing a body was found in an alligator's mouth in an area she knows well.
She,
oh, because she used to hang out there with Mom. They used to sunbathe together. They call it Gator Creek. I don't know why she was hanging out there.
Why do they call it Gator Creek?
Chop, 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 chop. Death roll, death roll, death roll. Chop, 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 chop.
Here we are at Death Roll Swamp.
Yeah.
Kick your shoes and socks off, roll your pants up, and go on in and get your feet wet.
What's left of them? Yeah. Go on and get your stubs wet.
And stick your bloody stump right down there in water.
Off to the left here.
Back and to the left.
In like a little camp setup.
41-year-old Sabrina Peckham, her mother, was homeless. The last time Brianna saw her, the morning before tragedy struck.
The best thing about dating a homeless girl?
Tragedy's coming. That's a Primus song.
You know the best thing about dating a homeless girl?
I don't know.
You can drop her off anywhere, man. You know what I mean?
Even a gator-infested swamp.
Well, apparently.
Best place.
Where do you live, honey? Gator Alley. Oh, really? Interesting.
Corner of Death Roll.
Yeah. Corner of Bone Break Avenue and Death Roll Street.
Multiple times. It's hard.
After a call from a neighbor, Pinellas County deputies and Florida Fish and Wildlife pulled a nearly 14-foot gator out of this small creek on 134th Avenue North.
Come on, gator. Somebody's got to pay for this. Come on. It wasn't me, man. I don't care. Come on.
What do they give the gator's GPS? Who gives a shit?
One of you has got to pay. For the taking of a human life.
It's Coyton's Gator.
It's Coyton's Gator. Coyton's.
Down in its jaws a day later.
Nobody knows.
A dollar short.
What fully happened.
I got a pretty good idea what happened.
Beg to differ, sweetheart.
Yeah. No, I. Yeah. The rudest way to wake up. You know?
Person that would know that and... I'll never have the closure.
Donna says despite her mom's past issues
with
drugs...
that the gator's jaws did.
You know when they say her past issues with drugs, I think that they were also current issues with drugs. Despite Robin Williams' past issues with ropes, no? No?
I think it was that one incident.
It was the current issue with the rope that did it. Despite Thurman Munson's past incidents with airplanes. No, I think in the end.
Thurman Munson. Nobody's going to know.
You just
you
got
fucking old timer.
You just got Munson.
Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Despite JFK's past issues with Italian bolt action rifles.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, I'll be editing this tomorrow night and fucking
laughing your
howling.
Balls off.
Oh.
Yeah, despite Kennedy's past problem with Italian bolt action rifles. It was the current situation that
yes,
doomed the president.
It was the last time. It was the last problem with it.
She's the only person that would know that, and I'll never have the closure.
Donna says,
I can help you with this. I can totally help you with this.
Despite her mom's past issues with drugs that led to her being homeless, she doesn't believe drugs played a role.
Homeless, armless, legless, torsoless.
Hey, legless?
Bloodless.
I mean,
breathless.
It's the worst sitcom I've ever heard of.
Being homeless.
Her name is Bob. She's at the beach. Get it?
Hack.
Played a role to her being homeless. She doesn't believe drugs played a role in
no.
When the toxicology comes no, back.
I can't think. Wait for the toxicology. I'm going to be searching this woman's name every goddamn day till that report comes back.
I would say napping in the swamp was, you know.
Yeah.
When the toxicology comes back, I don't think it's going to show that she died from like an overdose.
That's why.
No.
No shit.
No shit.
No shit.
Well.
Really?
No shit.
What clued you in? The fucking fang marks on her fucking torso?
Fang marks on your torso.
What fucking clued you in?
No shit.
What the fuck? Now when the toxicology comes back, I think we're going to find that it wasn't the drugs or alcohol. No fucking kidding.
We know, stupid.
Donna says despite her mom's past issues with drugs that led to her being homeless, she doesn't believe drugs played a role in her death.
When the toxicology comes back, I don't think it's going to show.
Despite the dinosaur's past issues with meteorites,
it was
the last one that did it that really got him going.
City officials or somebody, just please put something here.
No. There's signs up. Stay the fuck away from the gators. I read the story. Stay away.
Put up a memorial of that severed bloody arm from it. You know, just fucking wait.
Wow. There's a reference in the last 5 years on this show. Ooh, what happened?
I don't know.
For now, these balloons and flowers, not just a reminder of what happened, but Sabrina's spirit.
I don't want her just to be referred to as the homeless.
The druggy, gator bait?
The druggy fucking homeless woman I wouldn't house because her problem was so out of control? Yeah, I bet.
By an alligator, because that's not fair to her.
But that's what happened.
Wouldn't you love to hear an honest interview with one of these people? Hey, look, man, I got to be honest with you. We haven't seen her in a long time. We kind of fucking washed our hands of the situation about a year ago. And I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I really wish they wouldn't have shot that gator because I'd give them $100 for solving the problem for us. You know, and watch the reporter just stand there stunned. Yeah, well, that's really about all I got to say.
Well, don't ever put a news camera gator in my fucking face. You're going to see that clip.
Gator, because that's not fair to her.
Not fair to her.
I can't imagine what the family is going through tonight. No. Angie, there are still unanswered questions in this case.
I'll be happy to answer those for you, honey.
What unanswered questions you have?
I don't think.
And Carolina, the biggest one tonight is how she died. The medical exam.
Well, Jeff, you want to take this one? The serrated edges of the fucking teeth biting into her flesh and bones until her fucking brain activity stopped, I guess is how she died.
Boy, we have really gotten fucking dumb.
Gotten?
Jesus Christ.
Well, this story will fix everything.
Oh, good. It's the palate cleanser.
Yep.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
It was starting to case and look at my boat. At which time he decided, I guess he had to go to the bathroom.
You heard that from your Charlotte County news team. This man right here, Michael Weirs Bickey, is sitting behind bars after he allegedly jumped on and was trying to steal things from that boater you just heard from. The owners were on board sleeping when he did this. They tell me that. Here you can see him walking on the boat.
Hi, everybody.
Rummaging through the owner's things.
Hey, how you doing?
That's problem number one. But what the owner says is problem number two is even more shocking.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Problem number two?
Yeah. And you're going to want to stick around for this. NBC2's Samantha Romero is local at the Lashley Park Marina in Punta Gorda. She's speaking to those owners about this unusual sight that they caught on their cameras.
Oh.
Take a look at how nice this boat is.
This takes longer to get going than Dune.
Look at how nice this dick is.
God damn it.
They were surprised to find someone rummaging through their boat. What they found just next to it was the biggest surprise of all.
He proceeded to walk over to the edge of the dock, steamy just in front of my boarding ramp, and decided to take a number two on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Gives New meaning to the term poop deck.
I'm so angry.
Well, honey, where are you going? I got to go scrub the poop deck. Literally.
Shitting on the dock of the bay. Oh, thank you very much.
Shitting in the morning sun.
I'll be wiping when the evening's done.
Yeah. Watching the shit roll out.
Oh, he just and he's, by the way, 75.
The guy that took the dump?
Yeah.
75.
Yup.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
It was starting to case and look at my...
Speaking to those owners...
They were surprised to find someone rummaging through their boat. What they found just next to it was the biggest surprise of all.
He proceeded to walk over to the edge of the dock just in front of my boarding ramp.
Yeah.
And decided
wait a minute,
to take...
stop. Is that Mike Pence? Yeah. It sounds like Mike...
like a number two on the sidewalk.
Last Sunday morning...
I think when you get to a certain age as a white guy, they pretty much all sound the same.
Yeah.
The Piper's day got off to a smelly start.
After pulling up his pants and readjusting his drawstring, he decided to enter my vessel.
Punagorda.
Well, really? Sexy. It's a sexy weekend. Yay.
Fucking weekend at Bernie's. Here we go.
Man, oh, man.
Says he woke up at 5 a.m. to check his cameras. That's when he says he saw this. A man rummaging through the 48-foot boat before just moments later, you see him pulling down his pants. That man is 75-year-old Michael.
75! And hammered, I bet. Oh, yeah. Fucking obliterated at 5 a.m.
You gotta shit. You gotta shit.
Well.
Proceeded to watch him go back and forth in and out of camera view down.
He was wobbling.
Presumed towards other vessels, bringing things back and stuffing it into bags that he had set by my outboard bag. So I continued to
it's a gator when we need it.
Watch the individual, and then I found that, he was starting to case and look at my boat.
All right. Fucking Tom Brokaw. Why is this taking half an hour?
Come on, man.
David McCullough, get to it. Jesus Christ. Gore Vidal, you long-winded asshole, get to it.
Fuck.
The story should have started with "Call me Ishmael." I'm saying it's a long explanation. Moby Dick.
Who?
Starting to case and look at my boat.
Hey, Moby. Why don't you snap the fucking toilet while you're at it?
At which time he decided, I guess he had to go to the bathroom.
Where's Becky?
What the fuck did you think we meant when you said to go?
He has been charged with burglary and is now in custody at the Charlotte County Jail.
Buggery.
I fucking just... There's got to be nothing better than free-range shitting. Just dropping trow and fucking pinching a peanutty loaf. Oh, man. Oh.
Dropping a loaf right on an unsuspecting rabbit right out in the middle of the woods.
I can't... I tell you how good shitting feels now. At 75, I can't imagine what a miracle it's going to be. He just goes, well, better empty the old pink sock out. Man. I can't wait to get old and go crazy like this, where I'm just shitting everywhere. Oh, God damn it, man. I cannot fucking wait for that.
Where's Becky has been charged with burglary and is now in custody at the Charlotte County Jail. And Pfeiffer says this isn't the first time someone has attempted to steal something from on board. Just 2 days before, Where's Becky left an unwanted surprise on the boat.
It's like the take a penny, leave a penny. He took something here and left you shit. I mean, man.
How do you know that wasn't part of his barter system? He took your stuff and paid you with a corny dump.
Paid you with a very, very personal item of his.
Corny dump.
Jesus.
Play.
board. Just 2 days before Wierzbicki left an unwanted surprise on the boat, Pfeiffer says another person tried breaking into the electronic box to steal it.
We've had a couple of occurrences here at the marina. previously, last year, we had a vessel boarded a few slips down from me.
Okay. And a lot of Is it a fucking vessel or a boat? Make your fucking mind up, stupid, pretentious asshole.
Says that,
oh, is this a radio show or a podcast?
After two incidents, he's installing even more cameras to...
He ought to think about installing a handgun. What do you ought to think?
I think maybe you ought to install a fucking roll holder and put a couple of fucking paper rolls on it. Don't be an insensitive bastard.
He ought to have shotguns set up Home Alone style. That's what he ought to have. He ought to be installing that stuff. Get a fucking Kevin McAllister's way out of this. You only have to do it once. You're going to have a shit and some brains on your fucking dock. The poop deck.
Poop deck. Well, you're really proud, aren't you?
Ah, buddy, I love it.
Pfeiffer told me he filed a report about the first intruder with the Punta Gorda Police Department.
Yeah.
I contacted the police department, and they told me they didn't have any information readily available, but you can count on NBC2 to follow up.
Oh, yeah. We didn't hear nothing about no old guy shitting on a deck, so I should give us a call back when you got some solid evidence. Good work there, Lou. Good work there.
That's good police work, boys.
Why don't you lay off the homeless, eh, Lou?
More animals in Florida. My rabid otter.
Rabbit Otter, that was my fucking punk band in high school.
Attacked a man last week in Florida, according to health officials. Jeff?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Jupiter resident Joe Scaglione is a self...
Joe Scaglione over here.
Are you talking to me?
I'm over here now.
Self-professed animal lover.
My wife and I, we always loved the animals. We always had pets.
His backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love the pets. Yeah, we got us a couple of dogs over here.
Jeff, we love the pets. Love the pets. Joy two times.
Yeah, I'm gonna go pet the cats. Pet the cats.
Resident Joe Scaglione is a self-professed animal lover.
Yeah. My wife and I, we always...
Now, Jeff, when you love animals, do you move the animal or do you move? That's the question.
Well...
Now, I would guess it's easier when you move the animal.
I would say so. I don't think they're backing it up for you.
No, I don't think they're going
to back that
ass up. I don't think so.
Probably trying to get away...
We had an episode.
Back that ass up, Morris.
We had an episode called that last year. Yes.
Chances are they're probably trying to get away from your creep ass.
Yep. Play. God damn.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of animals.
Jupiter resident Joe Scaglione is a self-professed animal lover.
Yes.
Our oldest cat that we've got is I don't know, like 13, 14 years old. And he's a black cat, but he's, you know, a little bit longer hair. And right on his ears, he's starting to get gray hair.
Oh.
So I'm starting to call him Paulie.
Great.
That's good. I said to Trixie the other night, I said, I'm going to start calling the motherfucker Paulie Walnuts.
Oh.
Loved the animals. We always had pets.
His backyard is a place he spends a lot of his time alongside ibises, blue jays, and...
Blue jays over here now.
All kinds of...
Yeah.
Ducks. Last week, though, he got a guess that no one in the neighborhood...
But he ain't got no fucking gators, does he?
Nope.
An otter coming right for him.
I didn't...
Well, fucking put your boot right in his fucking teeth. You homo old man?
Jesus Christ, your name ends in a vowel. You're packing heat. What the fuck, dude? Just shoot the goddamn thing.
That's so fucking right on. Oh!
You know what? I it's funny, but I stole that line from The Sopranos.
Oh, when, I didn't turn my back because it's a bad idea to turn your back on a wild animal.
Yeah, on Italians too, huh? Yeah, I'm over here now.
Like, it kept on, like, lunging forward.
Kick it in the fucking teeth. What is your issue?
It's a fucking otter.
Yeah, what are we doing? You let the fucking otters take over now? Gators are one thing, right? Fucking, yeah, we're going to let that fucking, yeah. The otter news is the triumph over man right now.
If your pistol didn't work, shoot him with your otter gun.
Oh, my God.
I win.
You're utter good.
Jupiter resident Joe Scaglione is a self-professed animal lover, but not before he says he was bitten more than 40 times.
What?
Hands, wrists, and legs.
What the fuck? What, do you just sit there and wait for it to happen? Is this your fetish? Kick it in the fucking snout. God. Let's back up a bit. We missed something.
Oh, we had to have. How do you let a fucking otter bite you 40 fucking times?
I think one would have been the limit. And then I got a new carpet in my front room.
He owned to the hospital, but not before he says he was bitten. Papa. Luckily, there.
Say, oh my God.
Anna heard the commotion and.
What? Turn your back on a wild animal.
It
kept on, like, lunging forward.
His wife, Anna.
Yeah.
It kept lunging forward.
Yeah.
I kept lunging backwards.
Backwards. And I kept saying to him,
hey, don't
I'm over here
it.
Now. I'm over here now. You're over there. I'm over here now.
God damn, that's funny. Holy fucking shit.
Screaming from inside.
And I thought
his wife heard screaming from inside.
Full of blood. Oh. And I said, oh my God. And then I started screaming. I said, but please somebody help.
English, please.
He fucking went
Can
over.
We get a translator?
Yeah, no, he went over to whatever country she's from to fucking mail order bride this woman. They just happened to work out. They grew old together.
Brought her back from Vietnam with him.
But please somebody help us.
Luckily, their neighbor next door also heard the cries for help and...
Oh, did he have a shotgun?
...rushed Scaglione to the hospital.
I'm guessing no.
But not before he says he was bitten more than 40 times on his hands.
You know, they keep telling me how America is fucking awash with guns.
Yeah.
And yet when motherfuckers need one, it's never there.
Nobody can take out a fucking rabbit otter with one.
There should have been some otter brains on his lawn. You almost had brains on your lawn. No fucking otter brains.
No disabrain.
You almost had otter brains on your walls. So one of the lesser known exchanges from Deadwood season 3. How much disarray? No fucking disarray.
Fucking Shaughnessy, man. He was worried about that fucking room, man.
Yeah, well, he's
worried.
Trying to run an upstanding fucking establishment there. He can't have fucking whores and lesbianism and shit going on. He can't have it.
Why not?
That's where her and Jane come down the stairs that day. O'Shaughnessy's reading a Bible verse to him.
Right.
And then Jane goes, go fuck yourself right now at the present moment. The fucking best. Oh, shit.
every fucking dialogue, every word strung together in that show is fucking brilliant.
It's just nothing wasted.
Nope. There's no fucking fat in that show, man.
No, nowhere.
None.
Three seasons, no fat.
Nothing. Times on his hands, wrists, and legs.
He grabbed me by in between the index finger and the thumb. And he latched on
and he said,
like, hey, Joe, why don't you shut your fucking mouth? You're giving us fucking Italians a bad fucking name.
And
here.
He says, I'm over here now.
You shut your fucking mouth.
I grabbed him by the throat with my left.
Snod.
The throat. And then I had him by the throat.
I had him by the throat.
The throat. You fucking Bronx idiot. Get fucked.
Bronx idiot.
Grabbed him by the throat.
The throat.
My left hand.
Uh-huh.
And I said, rabid animal, I got to kill him.
It should have been fucking bouncing his fucking head off of a sidewalk like Trayvon Martin was. That's right. He was bouncing that guy's head off the sidewalk, and that's why he got shot, America. Skittles and tea all over the fucking place.
Doing its rampage just down the...
It's rampage! Jeff, during the otter's rampage... during the otter's rampage.
During the hour's 8 hour, the otter's 8 hour rampage.
It's fucking Michael Douglas and falling down in this otter.
And I said, rabid animal, I gotta kill him.
The otter escaped from there, continuing its rampage just down the street.
Rampage.
So I can picture this is otter. Blah, just fucking going nuts and looking for somebody to bite.
It's that scene in Porky's 2 where he jumps on the hood of that car. It's rampaging.
On to the list of bike victims.
Bike victims?
And across the water for a
bike.
A moment neighbors caught on camera and shared.
Oh, it was so cute. It was so cute. We didn't want it.
So cute the way he bit his fucking finger off.
It was so cute the way the lockjaw set in and, you know.
It's fucking another pizza being delivered.
Yeah?
And it's the same car every Thursday night. Why did you even... I think I said this last week. Why did you buy a new stove?
Well, you've seen what the kitchen looks like presently at the moment, so...
Okay.
You gotta finish that job up first.
Okay, Jeff.
Okay. Fucking judge me, fatso.
I'm not judging you.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just saying, why did you even bother to buy a stove when you order pizza every fucking time?
Believe it or not, we use it.
No way. The hell you say.
Fuck's sake.
You see that guy? No way.
No way.
Fuck's sake. Canadian douche.
Oh, it was so cute. It was so cute.
It was cute.
It was cute the way he ripped out his fucking jugular vein. Did you get that oiled up? What's going on over there? Oh, yeah.
See? Tight. Fucking idiot. Fucking hack. Amateur.
I'm waiting for you to lie.
Multi-talented professional.
Well, now that's the lie. Three truths and a lie.
So cute. It was so cute. We didn't want it to be rabid. But it just looked like there was something wrong.
We prayed. We prayed for it not to be rabid. And God didn't listen to our prayers because he was rabid.
Nope, because God doesn't exist.
The way it was acting.
Susan Brandt describes the otter as walking with difficulty and convulsing several times before these next scary moments, also caught on video. The otter slipping out of the grasp of neighbors just moments away from another possible attack.
That back and forth search for the otter eventually ended across the canal in this driveway where neighbors were able to trap it underneath a recycle bin and two cinder blocks while they waited for animal care and control to come.
Oh, I thought they were going to take the cinder blocks and kill them with it. Holy shit. I thought they were going to be like, and two cinder blocks to his head. And the threat was over.
And the otter then led police on an 8 hour car chase through the streets of Florida.
Oddly enough, be driven by A.C. Cowling. Al Cowlings was driving the...
Driven by Wall-E Gator.
Al Cowlings. Interesting. Another white Bronco. Isn't that weird? So weird.
It's strange.
The odds are against it. You know, when you get right down to it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Girl eventually captured the otter, and the Palm Beach County Health Department later confirmed this week it had rabies.
Yeah.
The health department advises people to keep rabies vaccinations current for your pets and to seek medical assistance if you're bitten by a wild animal. This recent case, an attack that Scaglione says is still turning heads.
The nurses in the hospital and everything. As soon as I said otter, they said, what?
Otter. Why? Otter. Why?
Why I otter?
I'm over here now. Otter. What?
Otter. Otter, is that you, you fat fuck?
Otter.
I can't believe it.
I don't believe this. I don't even recognize you.
You think they recognize you with your fucking foamy rabid mouth.
Fruit all morning, water all day. Now, the 6 months later, he's attacking fucking people again. Sada! You fat fucking bastard!
You rabid fucking bastard.
Otter!
What?
Burning heads.
The nurses in the hospital and everything. As soon as they said otter, they said, what?
What?
Why do they sound like Edith Bunker?
Archie, I told you to stay away from the rabid otters.
Oh, jeez, over there, Edith, huh? Shut your vag over there.
Well, I don't think I can do that, Archie.
Yeah, huh? Shut your fist. Yeah, huh? Shut your pie hole over there. You, huh?
Stop.
Stop. Fucking Archie Stucker is impeccable, come to find out.
Stop picking on me, Archie, or I'll invite the Jeffersons over.
Oh, geez, not the darkies to eat it, huh? Otters.
Hey, why?
Just the last 5 minutes of the show is us just fucking making random noises.
What? Hey? Why?
I'm over here now.
Archie.
Oh, jeez, dear. Take your hippie daughter and kick rocks, dude.
Yeah, fuck you, meathead.
Exactly. Fucking jobless stenode. Fucking, yeah.
Otter. They said, what?
What? Huh? What happened?
What happened? Is the otter over here now? Huh?
Hey,
what? Otter,
you know what? Okay. I got a question.
Okay. I'm glad. Good, because we've been making nothing but just random noises for 5 minutes straight.
Is the otter going to be okay?
Nope. Dead.
Dead?
Otter news is fucking outraged.
Oh, sorry, little Tommy. The otter didn't make it.
I wish I'd have picked up on that clue.
Damn it. No, little Tommy. The otter's not going to be okay. He was put down with 2 cinder blocks to the head.
Fucking should have been. It should have been otter brains on driveways.
They said, what?
What?
Meanwhile, he says he still has a soft spot for animals.
Yeah, yes, it's his flesh. That's why he kept biting you, you fucking retard.
Where half his skull is missing out from the rabies.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I got a soft spot for him. Where he kept biting me over there, huh?
Yeah. They're cute.
Yeah,
huh? You know, stay over there, that's all.
And Jupiter.
Yeah, you're cute, but just stay the fuck over there, huh? Like a good neighbor, stay over there.
Like me with chicks. Yeah, you're adorable, but fucking, you know.
Go, beat it.
Beat feet, stupid.
Yeah, you're cute and all, but why don't you just fucking go over there, huh? You know, you need a map, huh?
Do you need a map back to where you fucking came from?
Back to where you fucking came from, huh?
Jesus Christ.
All right, what else you got? Is that it?
Jeff, I can't
I'm fucking toasted.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Man, that was a fucking effort.
I have a story here But we'll do it next week.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. And it's about federal agency. The federal agency responsible for promoting the safety of consumer products has put out an album for kids.
Do we have this?
We have a YouTube link to it.
Okay.
So we'll do that story next
week.
Who
is it? The Consumer Product Safety
Commission? Consumer Product Safety Commission is trying a new and catchier approach. It's released an album.
God, tell me they've done some, 1980s style Jeff, rap to be, current.
It's all on this record. It's.
This could be good.
It's.
Yeah, save that for next week.
The shits.
You've heard it?
I've heard some of it.
So, okay. All
right. But we could, if we do it right, we could dedicate a whole show to this.
Oh, wow. I'm we probably could.
Yeah.
It was 30 minute or so record?
Something like that. Half hour, 25, 30 minutes.
Half hour of nonsense.
That's a show title right there. Minute 98. 98. And that's it for the 41st episode, everybody. Always stay for the news block. Even if the first half hour or so kind of gets you down or you don't get where we're going.
Stay.
Always stay for Hang the around. Fucking news block.
We got fucking killer gators, rabid fucking otters.
Yeah.
What fucking more do you want?
What
more old guys shitting on docks?
Possibly.
And then we got stories, too.
Shitting on the dock of the bay.
That's your show title, old guy shitting on docks.
Just shitting on docks.
Ooh, speaking of that, I gotta... Hang on. Oh, it's gonna be a good one.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That sounded like a sound effect for it.
Yeah, that was...
That's great.
That was like a Harrier jet taking off.
Harrier than who?
Smells like jet fuel burning.
I say, hairier than who?
Hairy who?
Who?
Who? Who?
Not hairy. Oh! Oh! Not hairy knuckles. That cocksucker owes me $20.
Yeah.
I think he owes you $20, right?
Boy, it stinks.
So does this.
It smells like fucking.
So does this show. It smells like failure.
Smells like jet fuel and thermite.
Thermite paint. Mind control. I was on the inside.
Yeah.
I was a balloon blower upper. Jeff's dinner is getting cold, and it's 7:10 on the East Coast. We will call it a night here.
Right on.
And we had a great time this week.
Yeah, it was a good
despite
one.
Despite all one. The dark stuff in the beginning.
Yeah.
The stuff that makes you want to slit your wrists. Always stay for the last, for the news block. That's where the color is. Once you slit your wrist, all the color in the news block.
What got to do with this,
had
Edith?
The colors there, huh? We'll see you next week. Maybe we won't.
For some reason, we will be back.
We're going to try to see you next week on TGR Radio.
Oh, yeah. Show's over? Huh?